like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
C Murder.
Claudia Jordan. Welcome.
What's up, fam? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
How are you?
How are you? I'm tired.
Wow. You should be.
You just got out of hell.
Running through mud. You've been diving over things.
That show, well, I guess we're here to talk about Deal or No Deal Island. So it was really crazy. And I had to be in a tent with four other people where they said, hey, before you go to the bathroom, make sure there's no snakes or scorpions. It was really roughing. It was like Survivor meets Deal or No Deal.
I seen you drive into a mud. Where was it?
It was in Panama, but not where it was developed. It was very much like in the middle of nowhere. And so they threw all these people together, and basically $200 million was up for grabs in the woods.
How much?
$200 million.
The biggest
game. 200?
Yes, that's why I did it.
So for somebody to explain it, break it down. So they put, I guess, checks or money in briefcases.
Right.
Threw them all over the forest.
So it's the Bankers Island. There's a helicopter. They drop off all these briefcases. They have different dollar amounts from, it could be $5 all the way up to millions of dollars. So we have to build the board up. So we have to go and find. In the beginning, you're all working as a group to build the board up, because the last person standing is the one that plays for the big money. But you can eliminate people along the way. So if you don't like someone, you could just be like, I'm taking you out. Like, I won my game. I'm taking you out.
Damn.
So it's conniving going on. You have to be good at the challenges. And socially, you have to be, you know, on point.
This is great for you.
Oh, man. You know, I highly recommend you don't miss next week's episode, because I had to let this old Karen have it. Real, real, like.
Now, is that the old Karen that, I don't know her name, but
her
is that the old woman that y'all had to help her in the mud? Because
she it was all cap.
Really?
Cap.
That was smart. But see, the lady was old, so she made everybody else go get her stuff because people felt bad for her.
She wasn't that old. She was only 12 years older than me, but, you know, we have melanin.
I guess y'all not friends anymore.
So they aged different.
I kept saying, I'm like, we're only 12 years apart. We're 12 years apart. I kept letting it be.
Kept throwing it out there.
I mean, you know.
$200 million. So you can't say if you won yet, huh?
I can't.
Mm. I did see some lobsters with some oodles and noodles the other day.
Some lobsters.
There have been some changes.
She did fly private here. Just to let y'all know.
There's been some changes. There's been a few changes. But yeah, so definitely this week, you definitely want to catch this week's episode. Mm. There's a lot of fireworks this week. Like, I definitely, C Murder was definitely there this week.
And Deal or No Deal, weren't you on that back in the day?
Yeah.
It's
a pilot.
Okay.
I did 4 years on that, and that was the highest rated show on NBC since Friends. We would have 13, 14 million viewers a night. So it was a classic. They wanted to bring it back, but then they mixed it with Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hard. But they had civilians. They would know the celebrities on there. Mm-hmm. Well, Boston Rob, he won Survivor five times.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on there. But everybody else, they was Googling before we got in the jungle, saying, you shouldn't be here because you already have a good life. And that kind of caused a little bit of tension. I'm like, so it's up to you to tell someone else that they've had enough success for you.
Right.
So that kind of happened.
Yeah, and $200 million success is different than
come on.
So what made you want to do this? What was the call about?
$200 million.
Really, that was it?
Yeah, I'm trying to retire. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. You know how much I work?
Yeah.
I'm working a lot, you know? I feel like we have to.
Yeah.
Especially as black women. We got to do twice as much sometimes. Deal or No Deal has always been sentimental for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was on it since the pilot, mm-hmm. and I feel like if they're going to do a show about Deal or No Deal, I'm damn sure going to be a part of it because it means a lot to me. It was a big part of middle America really knowing who I was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That show. And it seemed like it would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know there's going to be scorpions in the porta potty, but it ended up being... It was
challenging. Athletic stuff that you had to do. Did you train for it?
I did. We had to do a swim test. You had to really be good at, holding your breath underwater.
There's no way Karen passed that swim test. There's no way.
You'll leave Karen
alone. White people know how to swim?
Huh?
They know how to swim.
Now, if you would have seen her trying to get through the mud, you would be like, I'm surprised she passed the second episode.
So you've seen the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how the poker player helped her out, and it kind of messed himself up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like why are you doing yourself a disservice by doing that? You changed your trajectory of the game, because if you didn't do that, she'd have been out of there the first episode. And she kind of does a lot of backstabbing stuff on the show. So it does get a little testy by next episode, I will say.
Yeah.
How long did y'all tape for?
We were there for 3.5 weeks in a jungle.
Damn.
I had 100 bites on my legs from one day. Sand fleas, mosquitoes. Yeah. And we had to take medication before we went out there. We had to take anti-malaria medication.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can really, Panama, that's where it really went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to get all types of shots and stuff too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the hardest thing you had to do? What the hardest obstacle?
The hardest thing, I think, was day one. Because we're thinking, I thought it was going to be a cute little game of go find the cases in the woods. So they just tell you, they don't really tell you what's coming up. So they'll say, go around the corner, you'll see the cases. I'm like, all right, cool. You don't know what you're in for. You remember the movie, what's it called? The Coliseum.
Gladiator,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When you don't know what's on the other side of the wall. They just open up the gate and you have to just fight with whatever's in there. They let us go into this pit, and the very first step you take, you're waist deep in mud.
Yikes. Mm.
And you don't know. And have you ever tried to navigate through mud?
No.
That's waist deep, that has centipedes in it. So it was really physically challenging.
Yeah.
And then you have the backstabbing element. So it's mentally you have to be sharp, physically you have to be sharp, and then socially.
Oh, so there's people trying to take you out.
Yeah, so say you're in the bottom two of that 200
challenge. 200 million,
bro. Yeah, say you're in the bottom. Say we're in the bottom two of the challenge, right? And one of us has to play the banker. Say it's you.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a good deal, you get to stay on, but you get to take on anyone else that doesn't have immunity. So you could just be petty and just take out someone that you think is a strong competitor.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a bad deal, then you go home. So with that much money on the line, you're going to do whatever you're going to be grimy about it. So there's that's happened. Like last night, the brother got taken out by the old white lady. And it was really mean how she did it. She was saying he was so sneaky, but she was a sneaky one.
Wow. It doesn't seem safe. You're talking scorpions and snakes. It doesn't seem...
You
had to sign off on this?
We did. And while we were there, I go, I don't know about this. I could probably die here, but you know.
Did anybody get hurt? Like hurt to the point where you had to take them to the...
People got bit by snakes. They had someone walking around our camp every night that was a boa constrictor catcher. So his job was to catch the boa constrictor so they don't go into our tents. We're sleeping in tents.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah.
And somebody got bit by one?
Oh yeah. Multiple people got bit.
Yeah.
You have to put your hands in some things and then snakes will bite you.
So you have to sign liabilities and waiver forms and stuff like that.
But you've got to do that on Housewives. You know what I mean? Like on most reality shows you have to sign off.
That's a different type of snake on Housewives.
Yeah, you're right. But you can get tore up.
I wanted to ask you about Deal or No Deal back in the day. What was the semblance of you holding case number 9 the first week, but then being number one the rest of the...
I don't know. They just, like, changed me, and I kind of liked it because I feel like I was there since day one, so it kind of, like, was sentimental. But we met a lot of people through that. That's when Trump came through that show.
Okay.
And because of that, he put me on Celebrity Apprentice. I don't rock with him anymore, but, you know, that show was, it was a big deal. Like, you got to see people's lives be changed from, you know, winning crazy amounts of money. So, yeah.
Word.
Oh, how did you eat? And how did they have y'all eating?
They gave us food. Like, we didn't have to catch nothing like that. So okay. They did feed us. But it ain't like it ain't like you can have whatever you want, though. It's like, it is what it is, and that's it. It's like the basics. Like, the bare necessities is what you're going to get.
Mm.
And that's it. But, like, after a while, people got tired of, like, walking to the porta potties. So they decided, like, we felt like cats in a litter box. We was, like, digging holes in the sand, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But it's wild. And, I mean... I think we need more of us, like, I mean, like, black people on game shows. I feel like we bring a lot of flavor. I think we bring a lot of, like, competitiveness. And it was good to be a part of it because it's a big deal, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no other show that's ever given away or tried to give away that much money in history.
That's a lot.
And is it fully $200 million, or is it one of those things where you pick one case and a case could be $5 million, one could be $1 million? Okay, so like,
you're not going to
get a pool of $200
million. Right, $200 million is up for grabs. So, that's the total of everything that you could win. But still, the end game is the highest. You've never seen money like this before, or offers like this before, on any game show in history, in the world.
Do y'all get paid regardless, though, for being on the show?
You get, like, a small... Stipend. You get a stipend. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
What was more difficult, this show or the Tubi movie where you shot the whole family? Like, which one?
You killed the
kid. That is hilarious, yo, to me.
Can I just explain that?
Please, I watch it like once every couple of weeks.
I think
that's
great.
Hilarious.
I love it.
I thought it was fantastic.
Listen, I don't take, y'all know, I don't take myself seriously. So the rest of the movie was decent. It's just that, it's like, you know when they feel like, it feels like they run out of money at the very end with the editing?
Yeah.
Because, like, the rest of the movie has a good storyline. Yeah. When I saw it, I was like, come on, dog. Like, the gun didn't even move. The
kid, I love it. The kid, I watch it often.
I watch it over to me.
But he'd be sitting there talking about, she ain't had no gun. It was a gun. It just didn't move.
And like, it didn't make no noise. Yeah. It didn't do nothing. And the kid, the way the kid died, the kid just went.
That's
I'm a kid.
That was
I'm a
it.
Kid.
And then Jesus I had to Christ. Stop the kid. That was me improvising. I wanted to add the extra stank of stomping on people after I shot them.
Yes.
Was that too much? Was that overkill?
Yes. No, I mean, for the character she was playing, though, the role she was playing.
Stomp the little girl, though.
Well, it was a boy.
A little boy.
Yeah.
First of all, my man's in jail. I wait for him. Then when he gets out, he's screwing the parole officer. And then when I go to jail for shooting her in the leg, he don't wait for me and then starts a family.
Right.
When you hear that, aren't I justified now?
What?
Not the kid.
Snap. The kid, though.
Nah, but
I said I wanted to have a kid.
Yeah. It's just like an episode of Snapped. It's like,
yeah,
you come home to a life that you wanted. Or whatever, and your man ain't even wait for you, and you come home to
especially
another
especially when
kid.
You wait for them.
Yeah.
And now you can't return the favor. Everyone gotta go.
Killing everybody, even the kid.
And the kid was...
I think I need to watch the rest of the movie, because I do want to know what happens after that.
He always just go
do
to that
really?
Part.
Because everyone, Snoop reposted it, Michael Blackson reposted just that scene, so you just see that, you're like, oh, what Claudia doing this bullshit?
No,
I didn't think it was bullshit
at all. Literally fast forwards to that part.
That shit was great.
Watch the lead up. Like, you gotta watch how I held him down, God. And all the things I had to deal with. And with the parole officer, she was so stank. And then at the end, she gets my life. Mm-hmm. Everyone gotta go.
Oh, so that's the end of the movie that they'd be for?
Yeah, that's the very end, Charlamagne. That's the end.
Come on, she killed kids.
I don't start killing kids.
You know, I didn't know that was you for a long time.
What?
Charlamagne had to tell you, like, no, that's Claudia. I'm like, that's not Claudia. And I did not know it was you at first.
I'm glad people don't know. But now I proudly claim All I Want Is You, part one and part two. Please go watch it on Tubi. Run them numbers up.
And I told y'all she about to shoot All I Want Is You 3.
Is it for real?
Part 3?
They doing a part 3 for real?
We gonna put the money up for it? I mean, you probably got it.
I got $75.
I got paid more for that than I did for some other stuff. I will say that.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, they actually broke bread.
People be playing. Yeah, people
sleep on Tubi. Some people getting like six figures to do those movies.
Mm-hmm. I want to do a Tubi movie. We want to do a Tubi movie.
It can be arranged.
Yes, I'm not even joking. Yeah. We want to do a Tubi movie.
Can I shoot you the movie?
Yeah. I got a whole script.
Please shoot him.
But it's going to be bad on purpose, though.
No, but that's what that's what makes those Tubi movies good. Like, when you see, like, the mistakes in the editing, like, I have jeans on, then I have black pants on, and then I have jeans on again. That's what makes the movies great.
That's funny.
I don't even want prop guns. I want to use my fingers.
What's wrong with you, man?
I see one like that on Tubi. They were strangling a guy, and he was this far away, and he was, like, doing this.
Yep, all types of stuff. But that's what make you go and watch it. That's what make you go and watch Tubi.
I have an idea I want to do. And I'm going to say this. No, maybe I should say
my
idea.
No, because somebody's going to steal it.
I'm going to do it, though. But I need the Tubi movies to get the recognition that they should get for best worth acting, best worth kill scene, best worth
like a Tubi Awards. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
They used to have something like that. What was it called?
The Razzies.
I think it, yeah, Razzies, Razzies. Like yeah, yeah, yep, yep, yep.
But on top of that show, I also got College Hill. I just wrapped College Hill.
Season 3. Hey.
Yep. Season 3.
Who else was on there?
Carlos Miller.
Damn.
Tamar Braxton.
Who else was on there?
Tamar Braxton, Carlos Miller, Saucy Santana, Black Chyna, and Nick Young. It was only six of us this time. And it was very, it was interesting. It was a lot. It's very, very hard.
Why'd you go back? You graduated from college.
I actually had 1 year left. That's what started my modeling career. Wow. I had 1 year left. I transferred to Long Island University. I was behind on money. So I said, let me just be a model for like a year or two and go back. And I never went back. It just started a 30-year career. So I did complete it. So it was hard. It's real school. Any celebrities that want to go in there, don't go if you can't read. And don't go if you don't really want to do the work because you will get exposed.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I said that like it's real. I saw that with in the previous seasons with Ray J. I'm like, oh no, this seems like they really be on you about work.
Because think about it, the teachers can't be soft on you because if they do, well, then the next like semester, their real students are going to look at them like, you're not really, you have to still be solid. You have to maintain your rep.
Yeah.
And then that school was really hard.
What classes you had to take and what school was it?
Yeah. It was Xavier University in New Orleans, during Mardi Gras. Nice. We had to take history of Mardi Gras and slavery. Mm-hmm. And we had to do philosophy, political science. We had to write a bill, media, converged media class writing. We had to write a lot of stuff. It was a lot of work.
Damn.
Like it was a full class load, plus he's shooting a reality show. Plus I continued to do my show, TGIF, 5 days a week while I was there.
Wow.
Sometimes I'd bring my computer to school and I would like broadcast like during a lunch break while everybody's eating. Mm. So I worked my butt off, but it was good. It was a good
payoff. Somebody told me it's real school.
No, it's real school. Like they don't play. They don't give you the celebrity version, which is very frustrating to celebrities because everybody thinks that it should be special for me. It should be easier for me.
And this is just a show.
They're like we don't really care about that. Like the integrity of our school is at risk because Tracy Edmonds made that show as a love letter to HBCUs.
Mm-hmm.
Not to, like, they ain't there for the drama part. They're there for you to really go to school.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that happens on this episode. Like, you have to really catch the season. It's going to be good.
How trying was it being there during Mardi Gras? Like, for everybody?
Well, some people were out every night.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had to go to class.
Yeah.
And there was definitely, it's a dry campus. So you're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to drink. But, you know.
Did you regret leaving school early back in the day?
Well, I couldn't help it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do regret it, but I didn't have a scholarship. I kind of feel like an imposter because people thought I had my degree all these years, and I just let them think that. But on the show, I was real vulnerable about it, so I talk about it. Yeah. But yeah, but if I didn't do that, it wouldn't have led to like everything I've done after that because everything started after I left school, you know? But it was good.
I feel like every time I talk to Claudia, I learn something new. Every single time. And I didn't know you left school early. I thought you had a degree in broadcast journalism,
and TV production. Mm-hmm. But, like, I had 1 year left, and so it caught up with me. And I didn't have family that could just write that check at the time. Mm-hmm. So the modeling thing, and then here we are. That was 30 years ago.
Wow.
That was 1993.
And you probably was stuck with that debt, too, right, those 3 years?
Yeah, I paid it off, though.
Okay.
But it took me, like, a long time.
Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, who were you surprised about as far as this cast? Tamar, Saucy, Black Chyna, Carlos...
Carlos is brilliant, but a lot of comedians, you have to be.
Of course.
You know what I mean? He was like surprisingly, like he's really, really smart. And at first he's like, you'll see him have resistance, but then you'll see how he does it. And Chyna, you know, we know about her journey about getting clean, everything and sober. She celebrated 17 months being sober while she's with us.
Yay.
And let me tell you something. Anyone that questions if this is real for her or not, I was her roommate. And I get to see her, like, how she struggled with things. She is 1,000% all in with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like, such a newfound respect for Black Chyna. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what she did on that show, she would go running, like, 10Ks and stuff. And she was just, like, always, she didn't want to be around no vape, no nothing. Like, nothing to knock her off her journey. And so, yeah. And Saucy is real smart. Like, he's really about, you know, he's gimmicky with his stuff. Mm-hmm. But he is a smart man. We got to kind of talk about our things. Because we've had words. I've had a report on him before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know you have, too.
Yeah.
And right away, like, we addressed that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to address things on that show. Tamar and I, Saucy and I, so. Right.
Tamar and you, what were y'all beefing about?
It's old stuff, but we squashed it kind of before. You know I'm in a lot of, like, stupid beefs over there. You know, you can't be in this business and have to talk about people for a living without people, you
running
know,
into some type of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you and Foxy Brown get into it.
She was talking
shit. What was on the show? It was on, no, it was on Instagram.
Oh.
Because yeah. I said something about her just coming for Kim, and then she got in my DMs, and I told her to focus on catching the beat. I don't know. Whatever I said.
Wow, Claudia.
What? She came for me.
That's not nice.
Right. That's not nice. I don't really care.
She said focus on catching the beat. Jesus.
I was being reacquainted with Nick after, you know, doing...
Oh, yeah.
Because this is his second... This is your second reality show with him.
Yep.
So how was he? Was he just as quiet and congested as he was?
You...
He always sounded like he had to blow his nose. Yeah.
You will be surprised at the bromance that he forms on the show with who?
Saucy.
The bromance is adorable that he forms.
Love it.
And, yeah, it was good to see a familiar face that I was cool with because we had no issues on the show and he's super nice. But yeah, like it was, you kind of like are real vulnerable on that kind of show. Mm-hmm. You got to read in front of people. You have to like show if you're really, you know, if you got it or you don't, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotcha.
But yeah, we talked about you. Good things.
I can read, yo. What you talking about?
Not about you reading. No.
We were talking about your class, how you came to struggling.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
how this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
with zero qualifications,
she had a Harvard plaque,
tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can read, Joe.
That's the only reason I ain't do the show, yo.
They say you read with your finger.
Yeah.
I know.
But, you know, it's just to track the words right.
Right. Yeah. And it'd be small print in your defense.
Yeah, very, very small. And I'm like, yo, you make blow it up and give me less words.
But the people that...
Hold on, I'm confused now. What y'all talking about?
When you reading the, you know, the news and stuff like that.
I know, but why did you bring that up?
No, because I thought that's what we was talking about. Because we were just talking about reading when she was like, you have to be vulnerable because you have to go in front of the class and read and stuff.
So
and she was like, we talked about you. And she was like, we talked about you. And I was like, what? I can read. I thought she was saying there was something about me not being able to read in the class.
No, we were saying good things about, we glad that you ain't with old boy anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I hated him.
Because we did couples retreat together.
Oh, got you.
Mean,
got you.
Young, and Claudia.
I was meaner to Jess's guy than I really went in on him.
Now, she definitely was mean, but I really didn't care because of how I was being treated by this man on TV.
He was an asshole.
So yeah, her and KJ was.
We had a bad.
We was real every single episode.
He almost got thrown into the water.
Yeah,
we should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd have been reality gold.
Yeah, she ain't like him at all. I was like, okay.
We was like, good. I know he's mad now. She doing all good now. Fuck him.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
But I'm happy alive? I made. I'm not sure.
He's still alive. I'm sure, Jesus Christ.
he's irritating.
Yeah.
Make another video on Instagram.
Yes. And look, he was the only one that would make, he liked that, because you actually gave him a lot of clout with going back and forth with him.
So I stopped. I blocked him so I could stop being tempted.
Yeah, because he was loving the videos. And then he's a promoter in Baltimore City. So every time she would make a video that would like, send people to his page, and then he would, oh yeah, I'm about to make another one. And it's like, you know, you arguing with a woman on social media.
No.
And then when KJ would make a video, he wouldn't really have too much to say to KJ, but just was directing it all to her.
He was.
And yeah, she gave him a lot of clout.
People thought I was being messy, but if you know me, you know that I don't like seeing people getting bullied. Yeah. Even if you can handle it yourself, I just don't like the stuff he was doing in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm a girl's girl. So if I see that, I'm going to have your back. And I think it rubs some people the wrong way. You know what I mean? Like, that, why are you in your business? But, like, they didn't see all the stuff that I got to see, and I didn't like it. I didn't appreciate it. So I will always be like that. So y'all can call me messy. I really don't care.
Right.
Tell me something I haven't heard before. Right. But I'm always going to be like that.
Yeah.
I'm, like, a champion of the underdog and of women.
Right. And it was a very small percentage of what was actually going on being shown on the show. Mm-hmm. So y'all really didn't. Nobody really saw everything that he was doing and saying to me and you know, in front of me. And even behind my back, whatever, just, you know, things that we all got to, well, she got to see in KJ.
But things always work out, though.
Yeah.
We're exactly where they're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
So it all worked out.
Okay. I heard you on Fox Hole talking about somebody sending somebody $100 for lunch.
Yes.
If you're trying to impress that person and court them. So if you can't send $100 to someone you're dating, you shouldn't date?
No, I don't think that.
Okay.
I don't think that. But I'm also, like, older, so I'm going to probably have money for my own lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think these are struggle questions that don't apply to people that are grown-ups nowadays. But that was a whole debate. Mm-hmm. Like
the people that just came up on $200 million?
What?
I didn't say
I won.
Yeah.
I didn't say I won, but I just did remodel my house. But anyways, Bentley in the garage. In a range. Anyways, no. That was a debate on the show about the $100 thing. The guy that said he wanted to give someone $30 for lunch, he was also flossing bricks of money on social media and sending the person. My thing is this, everybody's rich until it's time to really pay a bill.
That's right.
And you see people that want to like really do all this, but then you'd be like, oh, can you put on this dinner? It's $200 each. Then it's, I ain't got it. So it's like, it's a lot of like fake news.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If someone sends you $30 for lunch that and they're just being kind, I get it. If you're trying to impress someone and you want to do the $100 thing, that ain't really my life. I don't know. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
But I do get what you're saying.
But as a woman, I like to have my own food money.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never date someone because I need to eat lunch.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of...
Yeah.
Hookerish.
Or date someone because you need your bills paid. A lot of women, no, a lot of people do that. They think just because there's also a debate about, oh, I'm not giving you none if you ain't paying no bills.
Well, that's actually called, there's a word for that. It's called prostitution.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I say it, it's crazy.
No, but it is though, ladies. I'm telling you. It feels so much better when you can do it yourself. Now, if you meet someone that wants to take care of you, then you're not obligated to like do what this person wants you to do. And that's kind of what prostitution is. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm paying you for a service. I'm paying you. Like, what happened to people liking each other? Mm-hmm. And then first, if I want to bless you with something, that's something else. Mm-hmm. But you're also I'm also a trick. Like, we've already talked about this. I've also, you know, I bought rims and spent money on people and all that kind of stuff. I'm generous, but I also get blessed like 10 times back.
Mm-hmm. It ain't tricking if the person is worth it, though.
It's not. It's a joke, kind of. But yeah, mm-hmm. it's not. If you care about the person, go do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, I'm not going to like hold, like, I'm not going to give you my time to get to know me unless you pay for it. Because to me, that is what a hooker is.
Yeah. I agree.
Now, how's your love life? Last time you were up here, you were dating somebody from New York.
I was.
Is it?
Damn.
I broke up with him right after we did the Valentine's Day show, and I never spoke to him again.
Never called, reached back out?
No, I sent him one message like, you kind of lied about something. We can talk about it. I never hit him back again. I'm a Aries, not that signs play that much into it, but mm-hmm. one characteristic that is true, like when I can look right at you and it's like we never even dated before. Mm-hmm. If you hurt me deeply. So no, I'm not dating. I'm still out here just, I have no time actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I just worked 30 days, 24/7. Like we had a 24-hour schedule. Mm-hmm. Like there was no time for nothing. But yeah, I'm... But all the lesbians that have been reaching out to me ever since I did the Breakfast Club, I think one of y'all made me kind of put out there about the women.
Oh, my God.
They have been in my DMs so heavy ever since I did the Breakfast Club.
Y'all want her to be gay?
They so bad because they are. Well, they were acting it. Not the media. But you know.
Yeah.
You know what they want everybody to be? They're trying to bring everybody to closet with them.
What?
It's not a bad thing, but like, I need some men to be as aggressive as the women in my DMs. Because
they aggressive and they know what they want.
They be sending like long letters too, like, and they be like, yo, come on, Ma, God put you in my life. I'm like, I never met you.
I think studs are more toxic than men.
Come on, Ma. God put you in my life.
Yeah, they tell me
about. I think studs are more toxic than men.
One was like, I got 8 inches of, I'm like, 8 inches of plastic? Yeah. I can get that too.
Yeah, I can take it off and put it on whenever.
Right. On real time.
Yeah, it's sexy. Yeah, it's sexy.
My thing always stays hard. What?
Yep. You ain't got to deal with erections.
Wait, what? All so yeah, so thanks to y'all, like heavy, no men hit on me. Only women hit on me now.
Damn.
Yes.
You think they're intimidated though?
No, I listen, that's the thing that we tell our girlfriends to make them feel better. They're just intimidated by you. If they want you, they're gonna come get you.
I think
I shouldn't have been so honest about
intimidated though.
You beautiful, you intelligent,
you got your own thing going on, you're smart.
Like, yeah, so men don't like that.
No, I think they do. I just don't think if you don't got your shit together, it's kind of hard.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I have who does. Heard that, like, I feel like I can't pour into you and you pour into me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then that makes them feel like less than. I think that's what the issue is with the last dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he had lost his job and he had a great job, but he got another one, you know? But, like, I think that it's really, I'm sure you've been in a position where you're doing really well at the same time your man's not. And it accentuates the difference, the gap.
Yeah,
and then no matter what you say to try to like build them up, if they don't feel it, they're not gonna feel good about themselves.
Just
and, like,
as a man,
and it probably irritates them to when you try to help them. Like, I don't need your help.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they resent you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. It's hard to find someone that's equally yoked.
Damn,
you know what I mean, and I don't even need you to be like that equally yoked. I just need you to not be an asshole, not lie too much.
Don't you think that's kind of women's fault a little bit? Doing what I mean by that is if a guy has everything else, like he's good looking, he's smart, he's funny. Good D.
What?
Tell me, what's good D to you?
Right.
Jesus. What's good D to you? I need
He's good in the bedroom. He's got all of those boxes checked.
You said
that's
good
better,
D.
That's better. That's better.
I haven't forgot about you.
He's got all
the bottom heavy.
Wow. He's got all those boxes checked off, but he not financially.
I've done that.
Okay.
KJ wasn't balling like that. He was probably the best boyfriend I ever had.
Yeah.
Wow. He just wasn't ready to get married again because he was like, you know, the first time around it didn't go well. So a lot of times at this age, you're getting people that were married before, maybe didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So they're a little bit gun shy about it. But like, I've had that.
But and he was such a good boyfriend. Why didn't you just give him some time?
I did. It was
she
3 years.
She gave him a lot of time. Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead. You know, like, we was there.
She gave him a lot of time.
We were 3 years in. But he's now my best friend, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's no
That's
one
the
that...
best part of it.
There's no one that has my back like him. Like, he's my best friend. And for real, for real.
And that's why I think I was kind of upset that it didn't work, because it's like, it's hard to find a best friend in your man. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all could... Like,
same
just seeing them together. Yeah, it's like, they be... talking about people together, and then she'd bring him back, then he bring it, like, they laugh, and then they crack on each other. Yeah. Like, it's like, I don't know. So that's the type of dynamic that I love. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and that's, like, to have a man as your best friend, that's the most dopest thing ever. Mm. It's a connection. It's like, you're not ever bored at home. Mm-hmm. You know, you can talk to him about anything. You feel safe with him at the same time. Y'all arguments don't last too long because y'all can come get right back.
We never had an argument in 5 years I've known him.
Jesus Christ.
Not even one time.
Damn.
So is it possible y'all can get back on that type of...
I don't know. I think he's seeing someone now, but he's like, you know, he's my boy. Like, you know, I don't know. I really value people that are consistent. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we're in a world now where depending on how hot you are this year, what you got going on, then you see a different type of people around you. And then when they're not around, like, that's when people are, like, just, I have 20-year friendships, and he's going to probably be one of those people. Mm-hmm. And that means a lot to me. I don't know. I don't know what the future has in store for me, but I'm open to whatever.
You like his current boo?
I haven't met her.
Okay.
But if he's happy, I'm happy. Because I actually do care about him. There's no jealousy. Like, I'm not like, I want him to be happy. He's a good person.
Mm-hmm. Have you spoken to Jamie Foxx?
No.
No?
Just some of our mutual friends, I just have them, like, I reach out to see, like, how he... They say he's doing fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's back out there. You see him on stage and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on with Genuine?
Genuine?
Yeah.
You're funny.
No, because he loves her.
He does. He does. Yeah. He says I'm his forever crush.
Yes. He will tell anybody that. Like, that's not a secret, y'all. Y'all all looking like it's something else.
I know.
He knows. He loves Claudia. He does.
You ever dated Genuine? What's up with Genuine?
We talked years ago. Long time ago. And, like, people are like, y'all need to be like Nelly and Ashanti and spin the block. We've been friends since 97. I did my first lead video was on his first album, Only When You're Lonely. And we just been... cool ever since.
Yeah.
But he was says, like, he's out there, like, he's still having fun. He's living his, again, so he was divorced and now he's like having his fun. Yeah. But, like, he can't, like, he won't let anyone talk bad about me and vice versa. Like, we cool. So
You can't be having fun at that age. We all getting up in age, man.
I know, but you know, men are like, y'all be 65 years old, your knees caved in, like, you know.
Yeah, now you want to settle. Now you want to be like, yeah, please come back.
Hairline is here. And then that's when they all want to settle down. The hairline's back here. The knees is looking like.
Damn.
You know, I don't want to say names, but you know who has bad knees out there. And then
damn.
You know the K-leg?
I know what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, girl, yes. Oh, my God. Like, please, no.
But he had hip surgery. Two of them.
Oh, you talking about Shannon Sharp?
Yeah.
No, it's not getting. He's like parentheses now.
Who y'all talking about?
No, Kenny Smith and Tom Joyner have those knees.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah.
Did I say something wrong?
I ain't never noticed. What? I don't think I ever seen Tom standing up.
Hand one, nobody see.
Now that I think about it,
when everybody leaves, then he stand up.
But it's not about them. It's about the fact that you guys will be 87 years old and all be, everything is gone, just tore up. And then it's like, I'm ready to settle down now.
About to die.
I
got about a year left.
I like Genuine. I think that's one thing I don't like about Genuine.
What?
But besides that, he's a good dude.
What don't you like about him?
He's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, he is.
Nothing wrong with that.
He is. He is.
Other than that, I like Genuine. He's a good dude. He's genuine.
Why are you trying to hook Claudia up?
Because I think it's
because he feels bad for making me a lesbian last time.
Yes.
He giving you more options.
No. No.
That's all that is.
No. I'm kind of like, I've been a hopeless romantic my whole life, and I would just jump in a relationship and just like, this is it. This is the one. And just give them so much props and so much attention and so much space and so much priority in my life. Mm-hmm. It took to me getting to 50 to finally like put myself there and first. Right. And it has been so good. I know you talk about mental health a lot. It's been amazing for my mental health. Like, people be in my page like, you're glowing, you must be in love. It's like, no, for the first time, I'm not. I'm not in love outside of me. I'm in love. I'm in love inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, where I'm like, I'm actually, because, like, being in a fucked up relationship will have you thinking you're not good enough or you're not worthy, or, you know, it can affect your daily mood based on someone else. So I don't get any reinforcements. I don't get any of my confidence from external things. It's all from internal things now. And it's like, it's been the best year of my life. Mm. Like, the work that's come into my life, even the Tubi movies, like all the stuff, like just everything just comes and it's just coming to me. I don't go out for anything. I don't ask for anything. I just ask the universe to like, just give me what I'm supposed to have. I don't try to get anything. It just comes to me.
And it's there. I mean, you got Deal or No Deal, College Hill.
Mm-hmm.
TGIF, Fox Soul.
I'm on three shows right now, and it's only February. I mean, March.
Yeah, baby.
I don't even remember.
You're kind of like the face of Fox Soul.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I was with them from the beginning. TGIF is a show that I created, and I casted it. Mm-hmm. And it's the top show. It's like the main show now out there. It's 5 days a week. It's doing really, really well.
That's on Tubi too, right? Can't you watch TV? Yeah,
you can watch it on TV. Yeah, yeah, you can watch it on DirecTV. We have a channel. Mm-hmm. We're on like 16 different platforms. And the show is the replace. We kind of do what Wendy was doing, like Hot Topic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we have a little transition now because like we're trying to fill our third seat now right now. Mm-hmm. So it's been like a lot of just trying out different
people. Oh, I saw that because y'all had Funky Geneva.
Yeah,
and Denial,
which is great. Armand's been on the last couple of weeks. We had T.S. Madison and Dustin Ross, who lives here as well.
Dustin,
he's fantastic. So we'll see what happens with
that. Does it have to be somebody from the LGBTQ community?
No, it doesn't. I actually had two straight black men booked, one straight black man, one straight white man booked, but like one person got COVID, one person got busy.
Because
I wanted to try to switch it up and not just make it about that.
Right.
Because if we're going to have no one can replace Funky Dineva.
No.
So like, let's just get like a totally different situation. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I like Funky Donny.
He's funny.
He's very talented. Very entertaining, too.
He is.
Yeah. What do you think about Real Housewives, though? You never thought about going back? Like, what if they were to, you know, what you think?
Well, I would do it now. But I would do it now. I get asked that a lot. And then the people that don't like me, like, ain't nobody ask you if you want to go back on. But I get asked, like, you just asked me that.
Yeah,
please clip
literally,
that.
In
someone
interviews.
Asked me that. I didn't ask her.
I wanted to know if she would be open to doing it.
But, you know, it's like, I'm begging to get on Thursday.
Right.
I'm going
to
go do Watch What Happens Live later on tonight. I'm in a different place now. I have, like, that show, like, you have to have more of a glamorous life. At the time, I was, like, on a radio show, like, early on.
Mm-hmm.
The pay wasn't crazy where I was, like, a baller. I was doing all right, you know what I mean? I have the things now, and I have a reason. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm working with this streaming network. I'm helping them build up some shows out there as well. So I have a reason to go out there. I would like them to do a Dallas reboot with black women. You know, they had a Real Housewives of Dallas, and it didn't have anybody of color there, which if anyone who's been to Dallas, there's a lot of wealthy black women.
Oh, yeah.
All my friends, like, I'm like the least successful of my friends. Like, they're all balling. They all have businesses. They have businesses.
Yo, I read something the other day, and it said, I want to say it says the most millionaires in America are in Dallas.
Yes.
Dallas, yeah. Like almost a million millionaires.
There's a lot. I don't know.
It was a crazy
it's
number.
It's a crazy number.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of money in Dallas. And the black woman there got it going on. Like, they really, really do. Like, they have house husbands out there, you know, that support them in other ways.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of that. And they have real money. Not like Atlanta, where it's like they just bought all the designer stuff at one time.
Right.
And then they have three roommates. No, not shade to all of Atlanta, because a lot of rich people
went.
But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And Cali is like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, you got a Gucci belt, but you have eight roommates.
Yeah.
But you have a Gucci belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
But you have Gucci belts, nonetheless.
But I would love to do Ultimate Girls Trip with Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting on, hopefully, that I get that call.
Well, see, Murder's out here, y'all.
Absolutely. I'm out here.
Miss Claudia Jordan, appreciate you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, y'all. I'm very happy for y'all, so thanks for having me.
Deal or No Deal Island, 10 p.m. Mondays on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Available the next day on Peacock. When does College Hill start?
In June.
June, okay.
They haven't had the date yet, but it should be like right after BET Awards.
Okay.
Be on the lookout. I want to see her and Saucy Santana. That is my boo. I love Saucy.
Saucy is funny as hell.
I know.
And, Saucy does what Saucy wants to do.
Yep.
And he's unapologetically him. And I really rock with him now. I really do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's what's up.
All right, y'all. Thanks.
All right. Cool. It's The Breakfast Club, Claudia Jordan.
Wake that ass up. In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.